Is he going, or?
Am I going?
Mm-hmm. A child is just learning to dress himself. The mother brings in the clothes and says, your clothes.
Put on.
Well, she's not really telling him that. She's just going to leave the clothes with him. She says,
here are.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you if you think that George Busby is going to be reelected governor of Georgia, you might say, no, I don't think so, but blank many people who think so.
There are.
Mm-hmm. You do these very well. Most people can't have no grasp of this sort of question at all. If you met a little boy on the street and he was afraid of you, he was afraid you were going to hit him, you might say, don't cry, I
won't hit you.
Or I'm going to hurt you.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it, we going in anyway.
Are?
Well, this has already happened.
Were.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the good old days. You might lean back and say, blank the good old days.
I miss.
No, this is, it's the same sort of thing. You know, you were saying, here are your clothes and okay. There are people and blank the
those
good
were.
Old. Say it again.
Those were.
Mm-hmm. If somebody asked, was it you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little piece of cloth to use as a
swatch.
All right. Or in a store, they might be giving away a free
sample.
Mm-hmm. Could you use sample to mean a little piece of cloth, too?
Yeah.
Okay. If she sees a dress that she likes very much, she says, that's a very
pretty.
Mm-hmm. And to a little girl, you might say, that's a pretty dress. And she says, but I have one at home that's even
prettier.
What would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Mm-hmm. To sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper, you use a
safety pin.
Mm-hmm. Soup comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. I've got a few clothes questions here. What would you put on to go out in the winter? Heavy outer garment.
Coat.
Mm-hmm. A man's three-piece suit might consist of a coat and
vest and pants.
Do you have another name for pants?
Slacks.
Or older name?
No.
How about work clothes that a man might use on the farm?
Overalls.
Okay. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody might run after you and bring it to you, and he would say, here, I have
your coat found.
And to describe the act of carrying it to you, I have
brought.
Mm-hmm. And using the same word, the delivery boy, the package.
Brings.
In the past.
Brought.
Okay. The coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
Mm-hmm. If the man's old set of Sunday clothes wore out, he might have to go out and buy a brand
new set suit.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that phrase together?
A brand new suit.
Good. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
Mm-hmm. If your shirt isn't sanforized, it might, when you washed it in hot
shrink.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday it
shrank.
And everyone I have washed has
shrank.
Okay. A girl goes out to a party, you might say, if she likes to put on nice clothes, she likes to
dress up.
Mm-hmm. And suppose she spends a lot of time putting on makeup, you would say, if she likes to
primp.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any name for a man who likes to dress up?
No, maybe preen.
Okay. That's for a man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a small leather container?